Should abortion ever only be a woman's decision? Okay, now it all follows MP Jacob Rees-Mogg's comments saying terminating a pregnancy is wrong in any situation. Now, a little earlier, I spoke to Peter Saunders, who is from the Christian Medical Fellowship, and I asked him earlier what he made of Mr. Mogg's comments and the controversy they've caused.
You almost get the impression that people had not heard these sort of views expressed before, but the views that Jacob Rees-Mogg has expressed about abortion are, of course, held by many people throughout the UK, although admittedly only a minority, and certainly a minority of those in Parliament.
I'm guessing it's probably maybe caught people unawares because he's been touted as the next big thing in the Conservative Party, you know, potential leader, etc., etc. Why should it be the woman's right to choose whether she continues with the pregnancy or not?
Well, I think the key issue here is the status of human life before birth. And Jacob Rees-Mogg, as a Catholic and holding to the teachings of the Catholic Church, believes that human life begins at conception and should be shown the utmost respect from the time of conception, and that life at any age and stage and size should be accorded the same legal protection. And so that's why he has always maintained his position. There's nothing new about his views on the issue. It's been widely known to those who have known him, and as I say, a lot of other people hold his views as well. But because the majority of parliamentarians have what we call a gradualist view, in other words, they believe that human life at the beginning is virtually worth nothing at all, but by the time you become a newborn baby, you're deserving of legal protection. But in between that, there's a kind of gradual increase in status, and so that's reflected in the fact that our laws allow abortion in practice virtually up almost on demand up until 24 weeks or so. But of course, there are other MPs who share Jacob's views, but they are in a minority. Last time Parliament voted on this was back in 2008, when there was a vote whether or not to lower the upper limit to abortion from 24 weeks to 12 weeks, and 71 MPs supported that. But 393 didn't, and that tells us that the law is not going to change anytime soon. Mm. And of course, abortion is something that's always been determined on a free vote or a conscience vote, where people are able to vote according to their convictions. And in the case of Jacob Rees-Mogg, his deeply held Catholic Christian convictions, which I would share also.
Would you say therefore that, particularly in this day and age, that these are now classed as maybe extreme views or certainly maybe at odds with the public opinion?
Well, I think we've got to be really careful labelling anything extremist. We live in a multicultural, pluralist democracy where people have a whole variety of different worldviews, and we must not get into the position where we say that people holding certain views should not be allowed to hold public office. Jacob Rees-Mogg is a democratically elected member for North East Somerset. In spite of his views, he's very, very popular, and he has every right to vote according to conscience on this issue, as in any other issue. And this is not something that's party political. Perhaps in some parties there's pressure on people to hold more pro-abortion views, but certainly not in the Tory party.
Terminating a pregnancy can be seen as cruel for the unborn child, but is not making somebody go through a pregnancy, and even taking into account the father might not want to either, isn't that also cruel?
As I say, the fundamental question is, what status do you accord human life? And if you start, as Jacob would and as I would, by believing that human life is worthy of the utmost respect from the very beginning, from the time of conception, that we shouldn't be discriminating on the basis of age or sex or any other biological characteristic, then it follows that you will want legal protection for that life. And the whole question of abortion is really the question of a clash of rights and what you do when there is a clash of rights. And the right to life, we would argue, is the most fundamental of all rights, and that you shouldn't be treating an embryo or a 12-week fetus any differently than you'd treat a newborn baby or a 2-year-old.
On a similar level, though, and I can speak with experience, you know, you're saying it's the woman's right to choose. The father plays no part in it or gets no decision in it. But before that process, for example, going back 12, 13 years back, I had a vasectomy. Yet, at the time, my wife at the time had to give her written approval for me to go ahead with it. I couldn't have just walked in there as a married man and said, I would like a vasectomy. I needed the approval of my partner at the time. So surely there's got to be an argument for the same when it comes to termination.
Yeah, well, it has to be a balancing of rights, and you've got at least three individuals involved in any abortion. You've got the mother, the father, the unborn baby, and you've got other members of the family and other members of society who are going to be affected. So, you know, autonomy is not absolute. We're not absolutely unconstrained in the decisions we can make, because the decisions we make have implications for the lives of others, and all those lives have to be considered and the rights balanced. And this question of abortion is just a matter of where you draw the lines in deciding those rights. And as I say, people's position on this will depend entirely on how they view the human embryo and the human fetus and the newborn baby. Are they human beings worthy of full respect and legal protection or not? That's the fundamental question that we come back to.
That was Peter Saunders talking to me earlier from the Christian Medical Fellowship.